the woman that say, no, but I have kids, I cannot do it. The limits, you are putting your own limits.
When I was a little girl playing in my father's office, I dreamed of learning how to code. But my dad wasn't a coder, he was a businessman, and I never got to learn how, and it's been something that I've been curious about my whole life. And now, like, this whole world is startup and tech crazy, and I just want to know how to code too. Hack Reactor makes coding professionally go from being a dream and something that you just desire to have to really being a legitimate programmer. You could get a job straight away after. Even if you've been curious and you want to improve your skills and you're working in the marketing department and you happen to have to learn how to do HTML and you want to take your steps that much further, you got to check out Hack Reactor. Hack Reactor is the trusted environment, academic level education to go to become the best programmer that you could possibly be. Not only will you get the education, but you'll get the support from them to make sure that you're not alone in the journey. HackReactor.com.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. This is Esprit, still in Barcelona, Spain. I feel so lucky and blessed to be here. And I am here with Mar. Mar, who is an absolute dynamic influencer here in the tech community and such an inspiring woman in tech. She was connected to me by Elena, who we've interviewed as well. How do you say it? You don't say it. It's Vincent in the States, but how do you say it here in Catalan?
Vicenç.
Vicenç, which is like so hard to pronounce. Who's this amazing supporter of women in tech. I met with him this week. He's an incredible businessman and investor, but really just how supportive he is of the women in tech community blows my mind. I can get into it another time, but like, he's great. So thank you both for connecting. Mar and I, let's get started. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us about your company.
Good morning or good wherever, because it could be listening at any time. My name is Mar Alarcón and I'm the founder and the CEO of socialcar.com. That is the first peer-to-peer car rental company in Spain. I launched it in 2011. At that moment, there were any initiative like this in the country and other initiatives in the US and Europe were very, very new. So they were like launched like 6 months behind. What we do is we put in touch people with cars that they don't use them with other people who wants to rent them through a technological platform. People used to describe social car as the Airbnb of the cars.
That's so what I was thinking.
Exactly the same. And it works more or less in the same way. It was a challenge because of lots of legal issues, but my background is legal. I have a degree in law. No? I'm not technological. Now I can say I'm a little bit more than at 2011, but it was, as I said, it was a challenge. But 5 years after, we can say that this is social car is doing very, very well, and we attracted all the competitors from Europe here to do the same and to compete with us, but it's a market that is growing so fast, and sharing economy is it's being an amazing movement. Mm-hmm. and we feel it, you feel so proud to be the first company to launch in this area in Spain with a lot of success and good reputation.
So Social Car has existed for 5 years.
Yeah.
And how many people are on your team?
Actually, we are 18 people working, mostly developers.
Yeah. And have you raised money?
Yeah, we started the company with our own money. The entrepreneurs were who put the first funding.
How many founders?
We're two.
Okay.
My husband and I.
Oh, cool. Oh my God. Husband wife team. That's super cool.
Yeah. Well, in fact, I launched it, but he supported me. And because we launched a company before, we started in 2005, we launched together a company on renewable energy. That was social
renewable
energy.
Renewable energy, yeah.
And in 2011, I decided to leave the renewable company and I started with Social Car because we saw the relation. No, it's green energy and social car is car sharing cars, and we were thinking on electric cars. We found it that was all very, very connected. And then I decided to follow with a social car, but he was there. And then we started with our own money, with the money that we were earning at Social Energy. But after 3 years, we had our first round, financial round, with Caviedes and Partners. That is an investor very, very well known in Spain. And we raised 1 million. And now it's very recent. There's an industrial company who is our new partner, and it's a company on automotion industry, and it's not a traditional investor, no, it's not a VC, and it's not a financial investor, but it's an investor that give us a lot of benefits in terms of the industry. So it's a strategic partner, but we are happy about that.
You've talked about so many things that are like, one, raising money. Two, having a co-founder that's your partner, your life partner. And I mean, so many things. Let's start from the beginning. One topic we haven't talked much about on this show is having a co-founder that's your partner. Tips? Well, do you recommend it?
Yeah, and it's my partner, and also we have three kids. So many, many things in the same
and
basket.
And a mother,
So... tips. Well, I think that it's difficult because you stay all the day together, and also we are different. No? So, and all of us, we have our different skills and all of this. And the clue is to respect, of course, the other person, the opinions from the other person, and try to stay on different fields. No, okay, you are going to worry about finance, and I'm going to worry about operations. No, to stay in different fields, because if you want to do it all together, and if you want a democracy, then it's really difficult. It's better to know
your roles.
Exactly your rules, which are your skills, and then focus on that.
And then balancing motherhood and being an entrepreneur, like, where does it stop? Where do you put on your mom hat? And then where do you, I mean, it is life consuming to be a founder.
Yeah.
And so how do you fit in being a mother?
I think that it's really easier than being a part of a big corporation. As I said, I was a lawyer, and I used to work in a law firm 14 hours per day. And but I was not a mother at the time. But now, when one of my kids, I don't know, he is ill or something, I can manage my time. I don't have to explain anything to anyone. So that's really an advantage. Yeah. And being an entrepreneur, it's 24/7, no? It's 24 hours per 7 days. Right. But being a mother as well. So the only thing you have to do is to organize yourself. And one thing that I do that I always recommend to all other mompreneurs is to organize yourself. And for example, my office is just 100 meters from my house, and the school is in front of the house. So I live in Barcelona Center, but it's like it's the same thing as living in a small village, because I don't spend any time on commuting, and it's time that I just put on things that are more efficient, like kids or like my job, no, my work as entrepreneur, and it's a question of organization. Of course, my kids are my priority, but also Social Car is another kid as well, and to manage this is quite easy. Compared on being on a corporation where you have a schedule very totally not flexible, things like this. So, and also 100%. A husband that is supporting, because I don't have to stay 100% for my kids. He is also the father, so 50-50.
Yeah.
And it's a way to
I do love it. I love it, because what I love about it is you make it very clear how possible it is.
Of course. And my last kid, I had it he was born in 2013, just 1 year and a half after launching Social Car. That was the most intensive period.
Right.
But well, yes, I had him, and some meetings I did it in my house when I was breastfeeding my baby. So if you like it, it's okay. And if you don't like it, so Get out. Yeah, it's something that is natural, no? But I think this is, I always say that the limits, the woman that say, no, but I have kids, I cannot do it. The limits, you are putting your own limits.
Right.
So it's excuses. Many people is excusing, many women are just excusing themselves from starting new projects. It's risky, yeah, but it's I think it's very, very recommendable.
And what are some tips you could give us about how to efficiently raise money?
How efficient is raising money?
Yeah, like how much money have you raised overall?
With the first company, was the other company, Social Energy, was also launched by us.
Self-funded,
and, and it wasn't this industrial company, was not tech, so also banks in Spain were not the same situation as they are now, so it was easier to have a credit, things like that. But after with Social Car, I raised 1 million in the first round, and in the second round it's 1 million more. I think also there's a kind of fever of raising money. No, I read an article very interesting from Cavides, from my investor, that was saying that raising money is like drugs for entrepreneurs. No, I think that you have to relax a little bit about that, because about raising the money you need, because if not, you start making a big bubble on valuations, on everything, and after that you have a I don't know who to say, you are like
right.
And also you have to be very conscious on the growing, on how your market is growing. We created a blue ocean. There were no market for that. That people didn't know that they could rent their cars. So this has its own speed. So I can raise 5 million, but if I put this, I don't know, 3 million in Google for growing, if the market is not growing as fast as you are investing money, you are just burning money.
Right.
So, and my opinion is to raise the money you need, to just to avoid start burning money, because it's very tentative, no?
How many users do you have today?
We are around 200,000.
I mean, active, insane.
Active users.
How did you get your first 100 users?
How?
Yeah.
So.
And like the first car, and like, you know, like.
Well, the first car was my car, of course. But testing many different channels, because as I said at the beginning, we were only Google, CEO and CEM, else. Yeah. And marketing offline, but it doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, going at TV when you are creating a new market, it's insane.
Yeah.
And then we started. We did a lot of bootstrapping on everything, on investment and on also acquiring users.
Right.
But and lots of test and error.
Yeah.
But finally we find the clue, and now it's...
And then you just did more of it.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know, we're, as we mentioned a bit earlier, in a place called Tech City right now, which is a hub for a lot of the Barcelona startups. You're also a mentor in this, so that's, you may hear voices in the background, and those are the voices you're hearing. Tell us a little bit about Tech City.
Well, Tech City is as you said, is a tech hub for startups, for technological startups, and they are doing quite well, because they started with a bunch of investors and entrepreneurs, and now they are offering this building and funding new places to be all together, and you know, be all the talent together and share experiences and you know, put a flag in Barcelona on technological startups.
And you're a mentor here?
No, because they are not acting as an accelerator. It's like
you're part of you're a mentor at the accelerator that's based here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So tell us about the accelerator.
There's an accelerator that is not from Tech City, but it's also in the in this ecosystem.
Yeah.
That is called Connector. It's accelerating startups, and I'm a mentor on this accelerator. But I'm also mentoring others in Startup Next, that is from Google, and it depends on the time I have.
Yeah.
I'm mentoring other startups, and one of my criteria to choose the startups is that they are launched by a woman. So now I have one that is also on sharing economy that is launched by a very young woman, and I'm proud of it. I prefer to empower empower women entrepreneurs than men. Not for nothing, is it? Totally. Because we are less. So,
I mean, that's what I love about. I can never say his name probably.
Vincent
is that he's so proactive about supporting female founders and really helping the community grow. And one of the female founders in this space that we mentioned before connected us is Helena. Tell us a little bit about Helena. She's quite extraordinary. We've interviewed her as well.
Yeah, in fact, Helena and I, we are friends because we are from Barcelona. And Barcelona, believe it or not, but it's a small city. And, right. And then when she started with BWOM, I was one of the investors in the beginning. And we were very proud of saying that it was a project invested by women, for women, and led by women. So it's women 100%.
And what is BWOM?
BWOM is an app for training pelvic area.
Yeah.
You know, the Kegels. And,
yeah.
And you have a personal trainer on your app for taking care of your pelvic area.
And essentially, it's, you know, as women, there's so many topics that for some reason we just don't talk about socially.
Exactly.
That are extremely important to our health and to feel good about ourselves. And without going to a doctor to ask questions, which why would you pay to, at least in the States, pay to go to a doctor to ask a general question?
Yeah.
There's amazing entrepreneurs like Helena creating technology.
Yeah, sure.
That but becomes it's, like
it's,
our friend.
I think it's really advantages because it's a topic that is quite taboo. And if you have an app, you don't need to talk to anyone.
Right.
So you can take care of your area without, you know, going to anyone to explain your problems.
Totally.
And then it's amazing, is what I found.
Totally. It's no amusement park going to the gynecologist.
Exactly.
We want to go there. We do not want to go there more than we have to.
Yeah.
And what's next for you?
What's next? Well, I think that 2017 will be a year really important for mobility, for projects on mobility, like our project. I think that many things are going to happen.
I can't let you leave without like exploring two last questions. One, how do you suggest overcoming challenges? What are some tactics you use to overcome challenges?
To overcome challenges is a question of attitude. I'm always thinking positive. I think that it's quite a top topic, but it's the way to do it. So there's no limits. There's no fear. You know, if you start putting barriers on yourself, you're doing nothing.
Yeah.
You're doing nothing. So just go on.
And
go on.
What have you learned about yourself in achieving your dreams?
I learned that I'm strong and I can do whatever I want. I learned maybe more with one of my child that was ill 2 years ago, very, very ill.
Yeah.
So, and I had to manage these and the project.
And your company.
And one of my child. Yeah,
no,
my
no.
company. Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah.
I'm saying you have this child that's ill while you're
training. And also I was working and you can do it. So, and I overcome this always thinking that this is going to be solved. And always smiling, you know. If you have a big smile on your face, people is going to be on your side, no?
Right.
And also things are going to be right for you. And if something is not right, somehow it's going to be right, maybe later. No?
Yeah.
But not to have fear of anything and limits and you know and. Spend time.
It sounds like it's come up a lot. Patience.
Yeah.
Patience and
patience.
So many,
patience is quite a clue.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to be patient. Very difficult.
Thank you so much for spending your time with the Women in Tech podcast. You're amazing. Like, I'm so excited for you guys to be able to connect with Mar. Like, you're amazing.
Okay.
You set an example for what it is to be extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I feel blessed being able to meet you and being able to be here in Barcelona. If you want to meet more incredible women in tech, go to the Women in Tech Facebook group, which is womenintechvip.com. That takes you straight there, so you don't have to like try to search around all the groups. Womenintechvip.com takes you to the Women in Tech Facebook group. And I will talk to you guys, hear you guys, see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech.
To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech show is a WeAreTech.fm production.